Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study Galatians chapter 4, we were taught that when we turn to God, that we need to leave all of the bad things from our old life behind us. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We need to understand, God loves us. He totally loves us. So when a person goes that direction, oh, it's a lack of trust, the lack of love. And it's the same thing when a Christian goes back to worldliness. Or he tries a new and different kind of worldliness, but nonetheless, worldliness. For an example, a man may have been a rock and roll singer. He gets saved. Boy, he's got a new freedom in Christ, but now the devil tries to tempt him. And so they religiousize, if there's such a word as religiousize, but they religiousize the rock and roll. And they put words to it. And the words will more often be words that are emotional, words that are nice sounding, but lacking in doctrinal and deep spirit value. But it's still a weak and beggarly element turning to that. They have turned from the Lord because they do not get satisfaction that they should in the personal relationship with God, because they're not walking with God as they should, and they're not meditating in His Word. They're looking for the flesh to accomplish what should be in the Spirit. Have you ever heard of a person that's been married 4 or 5 times? And if you've known the person personally, they'll say, oh, you know, I finally found the right person. Oh, I've never felt this way before. A couple years later, they're divorced. And see, people are looking for a satisfaction, you might say, of their emotional feelings and not the deep inner man person. They don't have a heart relationship. They have a feelings relationship, and feelings change. And as a result, it destroys their marriage. Matthew Henry states, how is it that you who have been taught to worship in the gospel way should now be persuaded to comply with the ceremonial law of worship? What they had offered themselves to be brought to was bondage. The bondage where the weak and beggarly elements of bondage that they find a certain comfort in, they had no power to cleanse the soul. You see, circumcision of the flesh, nor ceremonial cleansing and sacrifices, can cleanse the soul. They were merely symbolical pictures pointing to the Christ who could do that. And oh, if they had just turned that way. Now, we see the similar today, what they had. They went from emotional idol worship at the beat-driven music. Now, understand, back in that day, a beat-driven music that was very, very sensual. For an example, in Corinth, they had that temple to Aphrodite, and it had 1,000 Vestal virgins in it. And what they would do, they'd get this music started, this beat, and the beat would get stronger, the beat get stronger, beat-driven music. It would be so much. Well, we call it rock music today, but it was the same thing. The beat-driven got them. They'd start into a dance, and the dance would get more and more sensual. Matter of fact, in 1 Corinthians chapters 12 through 14, especially chapter 14, as he addresses the idea of speaking in tongues, he was using the example of that temple to Aphrodite in Corinth, that the Vestal virgins would begin to speak in some kind of an ecstatic language that they themselves didn't know. It's some kind of a tongue. They didn't know what they were saying, but they'd get in that dance, and then by the end, with all that music and so forth, it would end up in the sacrificing of their virginity, if they had it to begin with, of a sexual orgy. Now, it's also interesting that that's the kind of music back 3,000 years ago they used in Egypt and other places. They'd get that music, that boom, 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 that rock, just kind of like when you drive down the road and you stop at a traffic light and you can hear that car beside you. A hoomp, a hoomp, a hoomp, a hoomp. That's all you hear, is that a hoomp, a hoomp. And you know they got that music on, that car's just kind of shaking almost. And they're doing that. Well, that's what they would do. They'd get that drum louder and louder and harder and the beat stronger and stronger until they had whipped the parents into a frenzy, and then they could offer willingly their babies on an altar to Baal into a fire, and they'd place that baby's body on that hot idol that had the fire burning there and burn it to death as a sacrifice. But they'd have to play that music to build them up to that. Well, that's the way they would do in that day. It was sensual. It was a sensual display. But now, they're swinging from that, and they're going to a different kind of a thing of Judaism. And they're being told, you know, we're so intellectual. We are built on the mind. And, you know, today we have the same thing. People have gone from the contemporary, and they try to swing over to Calvinism that appeals to the mind. And I am one of the chosen. As a result, my ego is built up. And you know what happens? Whether they realize it or not, they're doing the same thing as the contemporary, in that their feelings and ego is built up and exalted above others. Now, Calvinism speaks much of grace, but its ways are actually devoid of grace. In a sense, Judaism became a type, as the idol worship was the pagan type. Judaism was the Calvinism type. Now, understand, as we've said many times before, many Jews thought they were going to heaven just simply because they were born Jews. They were chosen to go to heaven because they were born Jews. And there are people even to this day that have received Christ, have converted to Christ, said they thought they were going to heaven, even living badly. They thought as long as they didn't murder somebody, that they were all right and they would go to heaven because they were born a Jew. And too many Jews have made that testimony to us. After them, it was Augustine, and even that got to the place where the influence on the Catholic Church, that it became, we're the only church and we're the only way to heaven. Matter of fact, Anabaptists, which we are today, the Baptist Church, got started out of those that said, no, 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 no. We said, you know, salvation in the Lord, we're not saved by baptism, and really baptism's the first command after salvation, and we looked at the relationship with the Lord. We said, no, the Bible lays the foundation, not the philosophies of men. And so Baptists were even put to death for baptizing people that had been baptized as babies, and they killed them for it. and millions, and not just a few, millions were killed for that. But I'm saying that just to say that Calvinism didn't start with Calvin like people think. It started with the Jews, and it went to Augustine, and then, of course, John Calvin, who took much of the Augustine writings and transferred them to his own way of thinking and belief. But nonetheless, it leads to destruction. Now, that takes us then to verses 10 and 11. And it gets us into the matter of why. Well, look at verse 10. You observe days and months and times and years. Why? The word observe is in the Greek a middle tense, which has the idea of the subject acting on itself or for itself. And it's kind of hard to translate to English. But it's the idea here is that the observe means they scrupulously observe, perhaps as a good luck charm. And so that's the way they observe it. They're observing days, months, times, and years for their own benefit if it will bring them good luck if they do these things. Now, I've seen ball players, maybe you have too. There's some ball players. I knew one guy that was a basketball player that he had to have a hamburger before every game. I mean, he just had to eat a hamburger. If he didn't eat a hamburger, he had a bad game. You watch baseball players, they get up to the bat, and they go through all kind of things they do. They'll even walk in a certain way to that plate. There are football players, and they have the things that they go through. They don't go through that, then, oh, man, they're not going to make it. I can remember, even as a little boy, I was watching. I was a Milwaukee Braves fan, who are now the Atlanta Braves, but I can remember watching them in a ball game, and I would sit in a chair in a certain way to where my feet were almost above my head because I thought it would bring them good luck. Okay? Well, those are things that they were doing there. That's the kind of the thought that's behind this here in verse 10. So again, look at that now. You observe days and months and times and years. They're doing it for kind of a good luck with God. This will bring me good luck with God. So that's devoid of relationship, isn't it? Sometimes this raises the question of, should a Christian observe certain days as Christmas, Easter, things of that nature? And does it mean that we should not keep the first day of the week, Sunday, sacred, since every day should be regarded as holy unto the Lord? Now, some people say, well, that's it. I mean, every day is to be holy unto the Lord, so Sunday should not be a special day.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.